Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yes, you have reached us on this beautiful September the 6th, 2015. You have reached us, Team Liberty Radio, with your host, Shane LaCroix. And happy Labor Day weekend to everybody listening to our show, either live or on the podcast. We'd like to welcome you to our show on Clergy Response Team and Separation of Church and State. We will be discussing what the clergy team is and what does it mean to us as Americans. And also we'll be discussing the meaning of separation of church and state. But before we get into our main topic, I'd like to thank Bob would like to say thank you to everyone who has checked out our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, and also listening to the podcast of this show is greatly appreciated. Without you, we cannot continue doing this work. We do have a chat board for our show. If you're on, comment, or you can call into this show. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Before we get into our heart of the matter today, I'm bringing two things up that isn't quite important besides what we are talking about today. What I am talking about is where up in Kentucky, a clerk of court has been jailed for not issuing a marriage license to a gay couple. I have to give a round of applause to this clerk of court for not bowing down to government, for not bowing down to the tyrannical state that we are becoming. Kim Davis stood on her Christian beliefs, which is we all should. We should have the same courage that this lady has and stand up for what we believe in. She has been put in jail for contempt of court for not following through with a unlawful order on unlawful ruling, and that's why I thank God that North Carolina and our wonderful governor finally did something right and said that clerk of courts cannot get in trouble for not marrying homosexual gay couples. I am thankful that our wonderful governor has finally did something right, which I was truly surprised on. But she was jailed on Friday. And read a quote from her, from a Kentucky clerk jailed for refusing to issue marriage license. See, that's where Fox News leaves out. They don't say why she refused them or what kind of marriage license she refused. A Kentucky clerk was jailed for refusing to issue a marriage license to a homosexual couple and asserted that anyone that are issued with her authority Friday to gay couples in Rowan County, Kentucky are void and not worth the paper they are written on because she does not approve of them. I agree with her 110%. And she has found, she has got a lawyer from the legal camp, Liberty Council, which is doing it for free. and Miss Davis is in good spirits, is fully prepared to stay as long as it takes to defend her religious freedoms. See, as Christians, we're supposed to have, by our Constitution, religious freedoms. And this goes into one of our topic of separation of church and state. But Judge Stewart in jail, U.S. District Judge David Bunning's contempt finding is, the only thing I can compare it to is why is, what I compare it to is when Martin Luther King, about he wrote in his letter from being in the Birmingham jail for standing up for what he believed in. We're going to have to take a stand as Christians to what has been done here. We need to have the courage that this woman, Miss Kim Davis, had. But we'll get into more about church separation of church and state later in the show. Another thing I want to talk about is this is such, blows my mind, what the California legislators has passed in California for school children. The California legislature has passed a mandatory vaccination bill, now taking away the choice of the parents to vaccinate their child or not. While I have family members and friends that disagree with saying you should, I am totally against vaccinations of any kind. I don't even take a flu shot. And when this happened, I don't like the vaccinations. I'll be honest with you. I have no use for the vaccinations. But I'll just say this. Back a year ago, my aunt was in the hospital. She had got Guillain-Barré, which affects the nervous system. The doctor told us that Guillain-Barré was caused by getting the flu shot over the years, several times over the years. One time a year for several years caused her Guillain-Barré. Now tell me, is there not something wrong with that flu shot? But back on this about the California basically forcing vaccines, mandatory vaccines on people, that is not right. That is not right. It should be a parent's choice if they want to. They're forcing the vaccines on kids that are going to their own school. Well, you're going to see homeschooling exploding in the state of California, and I'm all for homeschooling. It's better than the school they are getting this day and time. But I agree with what a Republican senator from California says. Senator Joel Anderson calls it a direct attack on our liberty and a violation of our parental rights. We finally have somebody standing up against this. I'm not for this. I'm against forced vaccinations. This should be a person's right. We will get on this at a later time as I'm planning to do a show on vaccinations. But let's take a break before we get into the heart of the matter of this show, separation of church and state and the clergy response team. We'll be right back after this quick break. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and if you would love to call in to our show and discuss this topic, our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach us on our chat board. But we're going to what we are talking about is the clergy response team and the clergy response team and the separation of church and state. I'm going to start first with the clergy response team, and I'd like for you to go back and listen to two previous shows I have done on the clergy response team on October the 19th, 2012, and also on October 26th, 2012. The one on the 19th is called Clergy Response Team, What Is It? And the one on the 26th of October, 2012 is Romans 13 and the Clergy Response Team, How Does It Fit Together? Both of these, to fully more understand these, research them like I did, listen to these two shows and listen to what we're going to talk about today. But, folks, this is an important matter. Call on in or reach us on our chat board. The call-in number is area code 845-277-9102. We also have an article on our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. That goes along with this. It is, what is the separation church-state? What does it mean, and what is a clergy response team? But talk about the clergy response team. The clergy response team was created by President George W. Bush and FEMA, which is a Federal Emergency Management Agency, in 2009 as a way to pacify, calm, and encourage U.S. citizens to cooperate with the government. As of right now, the U.S. government has recruited over 26,000 clergy so far to be part of this clergy response team, and they are sending out letters advising pastors to use and misinterpret Bible scriptures, especially Romans 13. And on our show on October the 10th, 2016, on our show on September the 26th, 2012, we have a guest, Pastor Brian Chilton from Redeeming Truth Radio, gives an explanation about Romans 13 and how it's used. Check that out for a better understanding. But Romans 13 and these other Bible verses are used to brainwash and confuse the congregations to obey government authorities. These letters that the pastors are giving come from the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Folks, this clergy response team is evil. It's not about government. It is not about a religion. It is more about government control and tyrannical control of us American people than it is about religion and God. Most of these pastors have been brainwashed by Zionism. And I know people are going to ask what Zionism is, and that is a good question that I will be glad to answer for you. Zionism is a nationalist and political movement of Jews and Jewish culture that supports the reestablishment of a Jewish homeland in the territory defined as historical land of Israel, also referred to as Palestine, Canaan, or the Holy Land. Zionism emerged in the late 19th century in Central and Eastern Europe as a national revival movement. And it made its way over to the United States a little bit later. But folks, we do not need to fall for these tricks, these mind games that the globalist New World Order Zionists want to play with us. We need to study God's Word more every day. I know I'm not the best at it, world, but I am working on that. But as stated, we have, as America, have been headed for a New World Order control for several centuries. Those who are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it. America has become the land, which this is so true, America has become the land of cowards and the home of the slave. As we will, whatever government says, a bunch of us will just, a bunch of Americans, let me rephrase that, not a bunch of us, but a bunch of Americans will bow down and go along with what they say. Not I, not Jane McCoy, not some of my friends. We are trying to wake people up, and you can see people waking up. But let's hope it is not too late to wake up to what is going on. But what you need to do, wherever you go to church at, used to, these church responsing members used to be in big churches, but now they're starting to seep out into the rural areas where the church is strong, especially here in the Bible Belt where I am from in Western North Carolina, or in South in general. But all I'd like you to do is ask your pastor if he's a member of the clergy response team. And if he says yes, leave the church immediately. Find you another church. If he says yes or refuses to speak about the matter, then get out of that church. He's going to lead you down to the wrong path. And what they will tell you, these pastors will tell you, is lay down your guns. Turn your guns over to the government. They're here to help you. No one else can help you during this but them. Folks, don't fall for that. Do not fall for their lies and their tricks. You know, it is very, very discouraging in this time that that we have to deal with this with the way everything is going. But we need to stand up for our religious beliefs. We need to stand up and show this world that we do not believe in this. But we're moving on to the separation of church and state. And what the separation of church and state is, a description for the distance and relationship between organized religion and the national state. It may refer to creating a secular state or without explicit reference to such separation or to change an existing relationship of a church involvement in a state. And there's been a lot of people that wanted to take and twist this all around. But I am just lost how people want to turn this around. Thomas Jefferson liked to use a phrase called wall of separation between church and state. Thomas Jefferson not only was the main user of this, others used it, but what he is expressing is an understanding of the intent and function of the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The First Amendment clearly places the restrictions solely on the state. Some argue a more correct phrase would be the separation of state from church. Either way, the separation phrase has been repeatedly used by the Supreme Court of the United States. The First Amendment in the Constitution provides that, and Article 6 specifies that no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust in the United States. The modern concept of a wholly secular government is sometimes credited to the writings of English professor John Locke, but the phrase of separation of church state in its context is generally traced back to a January 1st, 1802 letter by Thomas Jefferson, where he addressed the Danbury Baptist Association in Connecticut, and then it was published in a Massachusetts newspaper. But a lot of people have took this and overstepped it big time. And one thing that I'm talking about has overstepped it big time is the case of the federal government wanting everybody to get a license, a tax license for your church, nonprofit license for your church. Basically, by getting the 501c, or excuse me, 501c3 tax exempt for a church, you are basically allowing the government to tell you what to do in your own church, where it is not God's church anymore, but the government's church. And by that I mean, yes, the preacher may talk about the Bible in there, talk about God, but you're not allowed, they do not want you to talk about politics. They do not want you to talk anything that will hurt the government in there, which is totally against what it's supposed to be. The government does not have a place in church. They do not have a place telling us what to do in church. They definitely don't have a right to say marriage, who can marry who. But my home state of North Carolina has made common law marriage illegal. And where I'm getting this from is a post by, a Facebook post from Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin is a great guy. He is a former pastor of Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. He is now the pastor of Liberty Fellowship in Montana. He was a nominee for president of the Constitutional Party. He was the Constitutional Party's candidate for president in 2008. Also, he was a nominee for the U.S. Vice President in 2004. Chuck Baldwin is a great person to listen to, but where this is coming from is a Facebook post that I read by him a few days ago, actually a week ago last night. I mentioned on last week's show. But here's something I'm going to read you a few notes from it. It is now clear that to be obedient to Christ in the Bible, Christians must refuse to worship under a state license, 501c3, government churches, or marry under a state license, which is very true. To be obedient to God's word, we need to reject these forced principles upon us as Christians. The government has this no business being in our churches or giving out marriage license. It is not right. It is not right. But like I said, sadly, most states in America have made common law marriage illegal. But as Mr. Baldwin says, gladly, my home state of Montana still recognizes common law marriage. if your state has made common law marriage illegal, then it has usurped God's authority over marriage and made itself sovereign over the family. No wonder so many state governments seem to think that their children belong to the state by family, which is so true, which is so true. That's why we go back to the forced vaccinations in California. They are mandating the vaccines. They say what the child can do, they say what the child can get, not the parent, which is supposed to be the other way around. The parent says what the child gets, not the government. Or like the jailed Kentucky clerk, for standing up for her Christian beliefs, she is put in jail. Folks, we need to stand up and stand up for our rights and let the government know we're not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take no more of their crap. That's what I'm calling it, crap. But if we don't stand up, we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything that God has given us. You know, there's a saying that said, God bless America. Well, yes, he has blessed America, and we turn our back on him. We need to start blessing God and get back to what our forefathers founded this country on. We don't need no more of this fake religion that our government is pushing on us. We need to separate ourselves from government. Get them out of our lives. Get them out of our churches. Get them out of our schools. Get them out of everything. Return back to a small government the way it is supposed to be. Not a government by the government, for the government. Not. It's supposed to be a government by the people, for the people. Everything is so twisted this day and time. But as Americans, we have got lazy. And just like an ostrich, stick our head in the sand where everything is going around. Let's quit being cowards. Draw your line and say we ain't taking it anymore. I'm not. I'm standing out. Start your own website like I did. Start your own radio show. Speak out. Talk to friends. Talk to family. Don't be scared of what they think. Stand up for your belief. We're running down on time. We're in the last 60 seconds of the show. Tell somebody about this show. Spread the word. Spread the word about our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Tell them about the show, Team Liberty Radio. Spread the word, folks. Let's get the truth out here. Let's quit being cowards. Let's do what is right. Draw your line in the sand just like I have. Tell them you're not going to take anymore. Check us out next week. We're going to have another powerful show. Team Liberty Radio, signing off. Check out our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com.